You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because God is on the throne. Why? Because he is the all-powerful one. Why? Because he is living, hallelujah, and nothing gets past him. Amen, hallelujah. So we look to Jesus and we trust the Lord God Almighty in all things, for all things. And therefore, we rejoice. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, somebody said, welcome to the garden. This is where we are praying. Amen. This is where we are exchanging our will for God's will. Hallelujah. This is where we are looking to God, consulting God, receiving the counseling of the Lord God Almighty. God, we just thank you. Can we just reverence him right now? In the midst of, amen, there's a mist of all kind of feelings and emotions and things. So let us just rejoice. Let us look to God. Let us reverence him. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we praise you. Heavenly Father, we exalt your name. Lord God, we look to you. We need you. And so we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you. The Bible says that we are to enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. So we enter in giving thanks. We need your presence. We're entering into the place where you are to hear from you, O God, to cast our cares unto you. We call you Alpha and Omega. We call you Great I Am. We call you First and Last. We call you the One and Only. We call you our everything. We call you our source. We call you our help. We call you our hope. We call you our light in the darkness. We call you our truth in the midst of lies. We call you, hallelujah, healer. We call you waymaker. We call you miracle worker. We call you our shalom. We call you our peace. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you. And we thank you for this time of being in the garden of Gethsemane with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I can feel the Holy Spirit. I can't even keep my eyes open, y'all. I can feel the Holy Spirit. Jesus often went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. Amen. And he went to pray right before going to the cross, right before the heavy thing, in the midst of. Jesus was in the midst of a heavy thing. Some of us are feeling a heavy thing. Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane in the midst of the distress, in the midst of the worry, in the midst of the unknown. Hello? He didn't know. And I know I can hear some of us saying, oh, Jesus is all divine and all human, right? So he knew. But his human side was like our human side. Amen? We hear his human side when he cries out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? We hear his human side. So in the midst of feeling forsaken, hello? In the midst of feeling like God didn't answer our prayers, in the midst of of us not understanding all his ways to the fullest. So it may look like he didn't answer our prayers, but his will trumps our will. Oh, hallelujah. His will trumps man's will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus, in the midst of the betrayal, right? Betrayal happened in that place. Oh, Lord. But it didn't stop. We're not stopping from praying. We need that place of prayer. That place of prayer, our place of prayer is also like a lubricant to help us to withstand the elements and not be so affected and infected by the elements. We thank you for the Garden of Gethsemane. This might be the new. This is welcome to Thank You Jesus, the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. Jesus was in the midst of agony. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the midst of. The Bible says that his sweat was that like that of blood. We're about to read it. We're going to read. Because this is where we are. Hallelujah. In the midst of. Matter of fact, let's just start reading. Let's read scripture. We need you, Lord. Let's read the word. Let's read the truth. Let's be encouraged by the living word. Let us even be circumcised by the living word, transformed by the living word, changed by the living word. Mind renewed by the living word. Amen. Amen. So in Matthew, we'll start Matthew. The all four gospels has the account of Jesus going to the Garden of Gethsemane. And I even feel the Holy Spirit get you a Garden of Gethsemane if you don't have one. A place. This is where I meet the Lord. This is where I commune with the Lord. This is where I conversate with the Lord. This is where I exchange my will for God's will. Yeshataya. This is where I cash in my free will. This is where I pay the price. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. This is where I pay the price of doing God's will. It's a cost to doing God's will. Hallelujah. This is where, yes, Lord. This is where I receive the good news in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is where I'm strengthened in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. This is where I receive the grace. Ah, Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is where, yes. Ah, this is where. Okay, somebody say stop. Okay, somebody say now it's time to start reading. Now it's time to start reading. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter. Hold on, I got to turn the page. And the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Come on, y'all. In the midst of the very heavy, I'm praying. In the midst of the sorrowful, we're praying. In the midst of the lonely, we're praying. In the midst of the stress, we're praying. In the midst of the anger, we're praying. In the midst of the shock, we're praying. In the midst of the disappointment, we're praying. In the midst of the appointments, we're praying. In the midst of the overwhelm, we're praying. In the midst of the underwhelmed, we're praying. In the midst of the discouraged, we're praying. In the midst of the encouraged, we're praying. Hallelujah. In the midst of the revelation, we're praying. In the midst of the fog, we're praying. In the midst of the clarity, we're praying. Ah, yes, we are praying. This is our Garden of Gethsemane. That's a new one. This is what this is. Oh, Jesus! Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Oh, come on, y'all. This is not a light thing. We're modeling after Jesus. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. May we be nevertheless people. We learn. Ah, oh, Lord, thank you. We learn nevertheless in the garden of Gethsemane. In our Garden of Gethsemane, we learn to become nevertheless. We learn to become stronger at nevertheless. Oh, Lord. Nevertheless, no matter the heaviness of your will, oh God, no matter how uncomfortable your will, no matter how painful the cutting of my will and my flesh to do your will. Nevertheless, no matter how maybe hard it is for me to forgive, nevertheless, no matter how easy it is for me to want to quit and give up, nevertheless, Lord Jesus, we thank you. And he went a little farther. I know I just read this. We're going to read it again because I don't know. I guess the Holy Spirit said so. And fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Dying to self, denying of self doesn't feel good. But it doesn't matter if it doesn't feel good. See, this world, this society says, be mindful, like be focused on your feelings. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. That's not the truth of the Bible. Come on, with wisdom, in context, with perspective, with the hearing from the voice of God, as we are in our Garden of Gethsemane. Okay. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, then except I drink it, thy will be done. So now his prayer is evolving, is conforming to God, right? First time he says, if it's possible, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. The second time he says, okay, if the only way that this cup is going to pass from me is that I drink it, let's go. Thy will be done. Can we stop there and learn something? Thank you, Holy Spirit. What are you teaching us in this? That as we're in our Garden of Gethsemane, our prayer place, as we're praying, our prayers we should be seeing the working of the Holy Spirit in us, where it's like, okay, God, I'll do your will. Lord, if you want me to go from, Lord, I'm having a hard time of forgiving, to, Lord, if you want me to forgive, this is what I will do. We're slowly conforming, and maybe quickly sometimes, but we're conforming into His will. We're conforming into His way. We're conforming into being His reflection. We're conforming into His image. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Okay. He went away again the second time. We read this and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time. His disciples, the ones that were the closest to him, the ones that he took into the Garden of Gethsemane, they're falling asleep while he's praying. His desire was for them to be up, to stay up. Right, that's why he spoke to it by saying, "What? Where is it at? What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" So he could be disappointed by them. He could be disappointed by the people that's supposed to be the closest in watching and helping. Do we get disappointed by people not doing what we maybe expect? How do we handle that? How do we handle that? How do we handle that, Lord? Go back into prayer. Matter of fact, some things don't even acknowledge it. See, he left them. Now look, and he came and found them again asleep, for their eyes were heavy, and he left them and went away. So, and that's, this third time, he didn't even respond, right? He didn't put too much words on it. I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying that to some of us. Don't put too much words on it. Matter of fact, don't say anything. And that, not saying anything, is requiring us to die to self, deny self. Because all the self saying, all the flesh is saying, no, I need to say something. I need to say something. And God is saying, don't say nothing. I'll speak for you. So you know what we do? Every time we want to say something, quickly go back into your Garden of Gethsemane. Then I'm going back into prayer. I'm going to keep going back into prayer, keep going back into prayer, keep going back into prayer until it's natural for me not to say anything. Until all of those fleshly feelings that I feel that makes me want to say something, they're dead. They're fully denied. All that power is wrung out of it, out of them, out of the flesh. Right? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going to my prayer place. I'm going to keep going to my Garden of Gethsemane. I'm going to keep going until forgiving is easy. I'm going to keep going to the prayer place. I'm going to keep going to doing God's will in spite of my will is what I did. I'm going to keep going into my prayer place. I'm going to keep going into my prayer place. I'm going to keep going to my prayer place. Until my faith is where it needs to be. And growing even more. And strong. That I'm unfazed by the things. That I'm steadfast in the midst of. That against hope, I have all hope. We have all hope. I'm going to keep going into our prayer place. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going until we see the word that God spoke to us in the secret place, in that Garden of Gethsemane place, until it's manifested. Until I see, until everyone sees in the natural what I saw in faith. I'm going to keep going into my prayer place so that what God showed me in my Garden of Gethsemane, I'll see in the natural. And until I see it in the natural, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going into the garden, my Garden of Gethsemane. I'm going to keep going to my Garden of Gethsemane and exchanging my will for your will, Lord. My will for your will, Lord. My ways for your ways, Lord. My wants for your wants, Lord. Until my delighting is growing and growing and growing. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. And he came and found them asleep again, and their eyes were heavy. I think I just read this, but okay. Maybe the Lord just wants me to read it again, or maybe my eyes keep going to this place. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's keep reading. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staffs from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, the same is he, whom hold him fast. I think we'll keep reading to see Jesus' reaction. Yes, and I think God is telling us to keep reading to see Jesus' reactions, because he's teaching us how to react. He's teaching us how to respond in our, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. And we learn in our prayer place, in the Garden of Gethsemane place, I learn, and to react is like from a unprepared place, but to respond comes from a prayerful place, right? A strong in spirit place. A strong in God place, a strong in connection with God place. So we got to keep going, and we got to keep going, and we got to keep going. And I don't care how long we've been going, we're going to keep going. And as long as we're on this earth, we're going to keep going. So that in the midst of the bad news, the frightening news, I'm unshakable. I'm immovable. I'm sound. I'm encouraged, because my encouragement doesn't come from men, but it comes from God. I'm rejoicing because I know something that's not evident by the discerning with our natural eyes, ears. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, how excellent, is thy name. Thank you, Lord. Then came they and laid hands on Jesus. Wait, hold on. Okay, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. 49, verse 49. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, hail, Master, and kissed him. This is Judas that did this. And Jesus said unto him, friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Jesus didn't ask that question like he didn't know. And he still, in the midst of, still called him friend. Come on, us followers of Christ Jesus. How are we responding? How do we respond even to our enemy? How do we respond in the midst of difference of opinion? How do we respond in the midst of conflict? Even with our neighbor, even with our loved one, even with our significant other, how am I responding? Am I responding from the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control? Oh, You know what that means? I got to keep going to my garden. I got to keep going to my garden. I got to keep going to my garden of Gethsemane. I got to keep in that place of prayer. This is where I'm transformed. This is where I continue to present myself a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is my reasonable service. This is where, amen, hallelujah, I start to have like the eye salve. My eyes are in, just receiving the ointment to not see everything like the world sees it, and my ears are protected and guarded, that that my hearing is that of faith, and the things that are, you're not speaking faith, okay, it's just do not compute. That's a rebuke. I rebuke that. That's not even. Oh, in the garden of Gethsemane, I'm keep praying until my tongue changes and I'm speaking faith and I'm echoing heaven. Even in the midst of being able to speak what I'm seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling through my natural senses. And it's like, but my spirit sense is stronger. Lord, that we can still speak faith in the midst of. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. We sing your praises, Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 51. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Mm-hmm. Then said Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish by the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? More than 12,000. 12 legions. One legion is 6,000. But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? It took more power. We see Jesus exercising self-control. He could have called on 12 legions of angels. What's 12 times 6? 12 times 6. Hold on. 12, 6, carry them on. 72,000. We see him in self-control. Mm-hmm. In the midst of a situation where it's easy to have Peter, we know in other books of, in other parts of the gospel, it reveals and informs us that it's Peter who draws his sword and smokes the ear of the servant of the high priest. It's easy to have that response. It requires self-control. And then even more to restore the ear. Oh, Lord, what are you teaching us? What are you telling us? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. There's something that happens in our Garden of Gethsemane, even if we don't even realize it. Even if we keep coming back out and seeing it, it still looks the same. Matter of fact, it looks like it's getting worse. Mm-hmm. We're going into our Garden of Gethsemane, and it come out, and it looks like it's getting worse, and it looks like I actually got to face this, and it looks like, dang, what's going on, and it's coming against me, and I'm feeling overwhelmed. Please know, please be advised that The answer is happening, right? This is the way to the answer. Like, even though it may be looking worse for us, it's actually getting better. We're actually closer to. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I hear you. Look it. For Jesus, it's getting worse by the second, right? But he's actually closer to the fulfillment of the will. He's actually closer to the good news. Our breakthrough is upon us. This is why we can't decide, engage, and make decisions off of what we're seeing. Our decisions must come from the place of the Garden of Gethsemane. Our decisions, our responses, our proactiveness, even our actions to the thing. Its birth must come out of our prayer place, this time of being with God and allowing him to shape our perspective. Mm-hmm. That we're quickly and immediately conferring not with flesh and blood, but with the Spirit of God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the teaching that comes of this. And I really feel like that is nothing but God encouraging us in this time. Get in your garden. Cultivate your prayer place. Cultivate your Garden of Gethsemane place. And experience me. That's what I feel like the Lord is saying. Experience me. What I'm saying in the midst of the noise. What is he saying to us in the midst of the noise? May he be the first one we run to and not our spouse. May you, God, be the first one we run to and not our best friend or our friend. Or may you be the first one we run to and not our coworker. May you be the first one we run to and not the expert. May you even be the first one we run to and not even, okay, y'all, I'm just saying it, not even the pastor or the prophet, and may you be the first one we run to and not YouTube. May you be the first one we run to and not Google. May you be the first one we run to and not the person or the thing that we run to. Because sometimes we run to things, right? And that develops habits of dependency and addictions and May you be the first one we run to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need and we thank you, Lord, for our Garden of Gethsemane. This is our Garden of Gethsemane. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Garden of Gethsemane. So look, I want to read the same account of Jesus going to the garden, but I want to read it from the Gospel of John. In chapter 18. And I trust that the living word, as we're reading, the Bible tells us that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. So I trust the living word is doing something as we receive it in our hearing, that it's being deposited in our hearts. Amen. In the garden of our heart. Amen. And breaking up any hard place in our heart. Mm-hmm. That the living word is dividing asunder, right? Joint marrow. Soul, spirit. It is a discerner of the intentions of our heart. We thank you. That is doing a work just off the simpleness of us hearing the word. When Jesus had spoken these words, he sent forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. Why did he know the place? For Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. So this is a place that Jesus went often. Only not everybody knew about it. Those closest to him, his disciples, knew. Jesus had a habit of stepping off and going and pray. What are our habits? Let's do an inventory of our habits. What's my number one habit? May our number one habit be prayer. Be spending time with God. And let God deal with our habits. Any unhealthy, unproductive, unfruitful habits, Lord, deal with them, Lord. Remove them, Lord. Erase them, Lord. Give us healthy habits. Give us fruitful habits. Bless us with productive habits. Hallelujah. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? So Jesus is there. It's early in the morning. You know, when we're sleeping. Mm-hmm. Yes. I thank you, Lord. Start to wake us up. Hallelujah. To enter into that place of the Garden of Gethsemane, Lord. Change our schedule up that we're fitting in prayer time. Hallelujah. Reading the word time. Hallelujah. Praising time. Worshiping time. Intimacy time with you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Listen, this is the power of God. Oh my gosh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a power. With the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the power that is within us. The Bible also says, greater is he that's in the world. Greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. Are we working the power that's in us? Are we tapping into the fullness of the power that's within us that God gave us? Where does that happen? Where do we stir up that power, learn to walk in that power, right? That power is at work even, and we don't even realize it because now we're fully charged and overflowing with the power. Just like, come on, y'all, hello. Jesus is like, you go in those power lines, you can't just go and touch that power line. Something's going to happen. You can't just, right? So we see Jesus, then as he said unto them, I am he, they flew back. They went backward and fell to the ground. The power of God. That same power. You and I have access to. That same power can be tapped into and found in a way beyond the entering into the supernatural dimension. Where? In our Garden of Gethsemane. Somebody say Garden of Gethsemane. This is my Garden of Gethsemane season, year, life. Hello? Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. That the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, that's him, having a sword, drew it and smote the ear the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put up thy sword and into the sheath. The cup which my father hath given me, shall I not drink it? We're going to stop there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we also see Jesus exercising self-control, because all of that power, he chose to submit to the will of God. My prayer is that we continue to submit to the will of God, no matter the cost, no matter how much we have to starve our flesh and bring our flesh under subjection, that we submit to the will of God, believing what God says, coming into agreement with what God says, even when everything in us says, I don't know how that can happen. I'm submitting to the will of God. I'm submitting to believing God. I'm submitting to faith. I'm submitting to walking by faith and not by sight. I'm submitting to the hope that comes from God. I'm submitting to trusting God even when it does not. Even when my flesh is like, this does not make sense. So God, we just thank you. Thank you for the teaching. Thank you for the encouraging. Thank you for ministering to us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you that you are a source. Thank you for your healing grace. Thank you for healing hearts, minds, bodies, oh God, organs, ligaments, souls, relationships, oh God. Thank you for healing the brokenness in hearts. Thank you for delivering from bondage and strongholds, Lord God, being weakened to nothing. Thank you for a fresh anointing, oh God. Thank you for perspective. Thank you for supplying our every need according to your riches and glory. Thank you for giving us your favor. Thank you for divine instruction. Thank you for divine insight. Thank you, Lord God, for divine intervention. Thank you for divinely ordering our footsteps. Thank you, oh God, that you are our life source. Thank you for the blood. We thank you for your blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that for the keys that you're putting in our hands. Thank you for moving mountains, working miracles, Lord God. Thank you for your signs and your wonders. Thank you, oh God, for everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you for your blessing and your shalom overtaking them in their household. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for restoration and reconciliation. Thank you, oh God, for a hope. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.